Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip, why I love the 6 second rep. Yes, a quick fit tip, but a super important one. And this information goes all the way back to my first real official fitness job, as I like to call it, back in college, summer job, managing one of the original Nautilus facilities. Many of you are too young to even know what I'm talking about, but this was the original circuit. So it was like, I want to say 10 to 15 machines that you did in a circuit training fashion. It was old school. You had a card and a pencil to write down your weights and your seat adjustments and your sets and your reps. And when I was trained in how to do all this and how to take people through it, we were taught a 6 second repetition, a huge part of the whole Nautilus methodology. And I still use it to this day. So there are many different methodologies, and obviously much of it depends on your goals. If you're, you know, a power lifter, if you're, you know, training for a specific sport, but for the vast majority of people who listen to the show, whose goal is to look better, feel better, live longer, to fix injuries, to build some muscle, to get the basic strength, and do that while essentially, you know, not spending hours upon hours in the gym, greatest results, shortest amount of time, least likelihood of injury, that is a huge part of the 6 second repetition. But let me say this too, even when you have the other goals of you know, maximal strength and sports performance and things like that, at the end of the day, strength is strength. So yes, there are more specific ways to do things, of course. Huge part of my job as a sports performance coach for different sports and goals. But when you lift heavy things and you do it correctly, you get stronger. You know, the term functional strength is even going by the wayside to some degree. What strength is strength? It's all functional. And again, yeah, there's specific movements and movement patterns that, you know, you can train more specifically, of course, but strength is strength. Okay, we tend to make things, not me, others tend to make things more complicated than they need to be. So 6 second rep is what? It is 2 seconds on the up and 4 seconds on the down. If you're using the specific exercise physiology terms, it's a 2 second concentric phase lift. That's the up.
you're doing a bicep curl, the concentric, the 2 seconds is when you're raising the dumbbells, if you're using dumbbells, towards your shoulders. And the eccentric is the lowering phase. And we do that when we do a 6 second repetition with a 4 second count. Now, I know many of you are thinking, so what? Well, this is huge. It's one of those things that you go, yeah, no big deal. But it is, for many reasons. But I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes for this fit tip and just say that it is a huge part of my success, always has been, for the reasons I'm going to outline. Okay? What are those reasons? Why is just doing a 6 second repetition, which by the way is way slower, obviously, than most people do their repetitions? And let me go one step further, actually. With any good science like this, there's always those people who take it too far. And I'm not going to go into this at all, but I will mention the super slow rep that is still around, was really popular, will never go away. These things will never go away. There's always someone who's pushing it. 10 second. You go, oh, that's a really long time. The trainers generally train you in suits. And just to take it one step way too far, they tell you you don't have to do cardio if you do this type of strength training. Anyway, I'm always going to point out the extremes where they take the little bit of science that matters and manipulates it to sell books and programs that promise a lot of garbage. I'll leave it at that. So it's time under tension, people. Several things going on here. When you slow down the repetition, really good things happen. Really good things happen. First and foremost, you can't go too heavy, which many people do. Many people go too heavy and many people go too light. When you slow the repetition down, it tends to fix both of those problems. Not perfectly, but it's hard to do bicep curls with 80-pound dumbbells when you're doing a 6 second rep, unless you are taking pharmaceutical drugs or weigh 400 pounds. Some of you can do it, I know. It's always the exceptions, but my point is well taken. When you slow the repetition down, you have to go a little lighter. And if you're going too light, which again doesn't overload the muscle the way you want it to, when you slow the repetition down, you are helping to mitigate that problem somewhat. You still should go a little heavier, but it's going to keep the time under tension longer on the muscle. And that's what we need. So when you go lighter, when you go slower, your form is improved and the tension on your muscle is continuous. And that's what the most recent studies show. That's what's super important. I don't want to get deep into that in a fit tip. You know, I still go by the 10 to 15 repetitions, 1 to 3 sets, but the research shows that it's the volume of time under tension that truly matters. But we don't have to get complicated here. 1 to 3 sets, 10 to 15 repetitions for the vast majority of you who have the goals that I outlined earlier. And when you slow it down to 2 seconds on the up, 4 seconds on the down, you increase your results, you decrease the likelihood of injury. Significantly decrease the likelihood of injury because you can't use those weights that are too heavy. You can try. All right, so it seems so simple, and it is to put into practice, but it is so powerful. The amount of work being performed when you keep the tension on the muscle, most people do it backwards. And I did a podcast on this. Getting a little more specific with this one. But you let gravity take over. You lose the down. That goes for push-ups. That goes for squats. That goes for so many things. So you can literally say most people are doing it backwards. Throwing the weight up, losing it on the down. Throwing it up, losing it on the down. When you slow it down and you keep the tension on the muscle fibers the entire time, especially the eccentric, you know that real soreness you get, the delayed onset muscle soreness? That is primarily from the down. That is where the tears are really occurring in the muscle fibers. And that's what one of the goals of strength training is, to create those micro tears. Because when they repair themselves, they get stronger and your muscle gets bigger. So if you lose that eccentric, you are decreasing your results. So we want to go slower. We want to use better form. We want to use an appropriate amount of weight. It makes all the difference in the world. And this goes for almost all of the exercises, body weight, machines, barbells. Now, again, if you are max bench pressing, of course, this doesn't make any sense. You got to get that weight up. But if you're building strength throughout the week, one of the protocols you should use at least once, if not several times throughout the week, is this. Now, let's do some simple math. Oftentimes when I program, you know, do videos and different workout type things, I like to go by time because that works for everyone. In other words, a minute of push-ups, if you can do five, you do five. If you can do 15, you do 15. But when we're talking strength and we're talking time, let's do the math. If you do a 6-second repetition, that's 10 reps in a minute. That works great. In my micro workout plan, it is based on this protocol as well. That's the newest book, The Micro Workout Plan. Now, I will give you, if you go 4 seconds, a little lot. It seems like a lot. A little bit too much for you. You can go 2 seconds, 3 seconds. I'll give you the 5-second rep. It's like the movie, 6-second abs, 7-second abs, 5-second abs. But there's your 12 repetitions in 60 seconds. The goal is tension on the muscle the whole time, and ideally the down being just a little slower than the up. And I want you to do that with push-ups and things like that too. Try doing a 6-second rep with push-ups instead of those pulses that so many people do. They're not push-ups, people. They're pulses. There's no extension in the arm, and you're just trying to get the reps. And that's fine. If your goal is to just hit that number, awesome, you did it. If your goal is to get results and build strength and build that muscle, then you got to use good form, full range of motion, time under tension of the muscle. And that's it. The 6-second rep. I love it. It's 10 minutes. I'm a little over. Close. Almost. I am doing it at 52. I was doing it at 15. I will be doing it at 115. The 6-second rep. Try it. Let me know how it works for you. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter, Tom H. Fit. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com. Email me through the site as well. I referenced my newest book, The Micro Workout Plan. So much of what I talk about is in that newest book. I have a bunch of books. That is the most applicable to the most people. I have marathon books and triathlon books, sports nutrition for triathletes and stuff like that if you're interested in that. And please follow the show, rate the show, tell friends about the show. And I appreciate all of you listeners. So many of you do reach out, and I thank you. Comments on Twitter and everything. I love the feedback. And just know, as I say at the end of every show, because I mean it, I have one goal, and that's to bring you the best information so you can live your best life. That's kind of two goals, but they're wrapped in one. There's no bias here. Been in the industry a really long time. Don't have anything to prove. I just want to enjoy what I do. And that goes for this. It goes for my exercise, and everything I bring you is based on science and experience, and that experience is with clients and myself. I'm walking the walk with you. All right? Thank you for listening. And remember, there are three things we all control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes, and that is awesome. I'm Tom Holland, exercise physiologist, certified sports nutritionist. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.